Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Notice your faux sure.
Yes, sir.
And you already know you tune in to 92.9 The Game with who?
Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back, man.
Whoop.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Final hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. Game one of the Eastern Conference Finals last night. Thank goodness. I mean, there's a lot to talk about, but thank goodness it was a game like that, because game one of the Western Conference Finals was a bust, and the closeout games in the series before that were a bust. Lots of blowouts in the NBA playoffs this year, so nice to have a fun one last night. We'll get back into that. Falcons midday grab bag coming up at 1:20, so a handful of different off-season Falcons-related questions, and then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40.
5 years, $380 million.
Is how much
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's contract extension is going to be. Now, he can sign a 4-year, 319, I think, this summer. But the 5-year, 380 is for next summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's real tough.
That's a tough one. What should I do? I don't know. That's insane. I can't even wrap my mind around that. You were telling me the final year of the contract is the 380 would be $86
million. Yeah, $86.5 million.
So that means we're just a couple of salary cap raises, which is going to happen. Like, it's all built in the way that this media rights deal is an 11-year deal. So it's all escalating.
Yes.
So someone not long from now, 3-4 years from now, is going to have the final year of their max contract pay them $100 million.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
inflation is a mug.
Good for them.
Inflation.
Hope they are fans of charities that I also am fans of. They can put some of that money to good use. You know what I mean?
What's that?
I don't know. I'm glad they're getting it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just
hope
they put it towards some positive stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's always, you can't take it with you.
Nope.
Damn sure gonna try. But you can't take it. But you gotta make sure everybody's taken care of, your kids' kids. Because that's what people talk about. Well, you gotta make sure that you wanna put money away for your grandkids and all that stuff. I understand that part. I ain't worried about them. I'm worried about my kids.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I'm worried about taking care of my kids. I ain't worried about my kids having kids. You know what I mean? I'm making money for y'all.
Right.
Now, with the money that I make for y'all, y'all can do that.
With the hope that you instill some financial wherewithal to make sure they're
kids. I don't work for my great-grandchildren. So don't.
Yeah. But if you made $86 million next year, you probably could start. You know what? I think my kids are good. Kick it down the road to the grandkids.
Get on that. Get on that. Y'all want to get them kids? Y'all want to give them some?
It's one of those ones where it's like, it's never really like, talking about players' contracts is like not fun anyway. It's not. You know what I mean? Like salary caps aren't that. Yeah. It's like interesting when your team has a little bit of money left and it's like, what else can you add when you're just talking about roster building? But when you start getting into these astronomical numbers of stuff like that, it's like, I don't know.
Because
I don't even know what $86 million
you
is.
You think about like, that. That's in the like, what's Oklahoma City's tax?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's down there.
I'm sure it's fine. Sure it's if it's high or low, I'm sure plenty of the 86 will make it to the bank account.
I heard Oklahoma City's nice, though.
I have not heard that.
Oh, yeah, I heard Oklahoma City's nice.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I heard it's a nice town.
Who told you that, Trey?
Yeah. I like it, for sure.
Aubrey McClendon?
For sure.
All right. For sure. Let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour.
For sure. No mansions or nothing?
Brought to you by QC Kinetics. I haven't heard anything about Oklahoma City.
Bang! Bow!
Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Halliburton. He'll take it. He'll backpedal. A three for the win. And goal! He got it!
Hello, Randy.
Yeah. So that was, it looked like the game winner. Tyrese Halliburton gets the ball in the paint after Cat misses the free throws. They're down two. He's able to get almost all the way back outside
Kevin
the arc.
Durant.
Right. Now, luckily for him, they win it in overtime, but he hit the Reggie Miller choke celebration, and everyone went nuts, and rightfully so. Like, they were down 9 points with less than a minute left in that game. Halliburton makes that shot to send it to overtime. Aaron Nesmith hit eight threes in the game. He hit five threes in the final 3 minutes of the game. Just an unbelievable, I know we use that word a lot, but like this really truly was an unbelievable finish to that game to even send it to overtime and then to win it it's an instant classic. It really is. It's going to be a game that we remember in the history of the NBA playoffs because you just don't see them like that very often. Unless you've been watching the Pacers in this postseason.
Because they've been doing it.
They do that stuff. It's crazy. It's the third time, one in each of their series now, where they've been down by at least eight with under a minute and won the game. How? Like, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
But they did, and they've done it again.
Just the fact is that, you know, that they kept finding their guy. You know, like Tyrese Haliburton, he didn't want to be the hero. They found the hot hand, and Rick Carlisle just kept making calls to get him the ball. And he was just unconscious. He really was, all the angles he was shooting it from, and it was just nothing but net. And then you go about, you know, you hit your free throws, this is a different type of thing because they would have been up three.
Mm-hmm.
And then the shot that Halliburton wouldn't have sent it to overtime.
Mm-hmm.
But he missed the free throw. They were able to get it. What a shot. What just big, you know what, to do that. But, yeah, the choke celebration, you had to win it. You had to win the game.
It would have been a very different conversation online and otherwise had they lost the game. You hit the choke celebration, they review it, your foot's on the line, and then you go on to lose in overtime. Maybe you're the one that choked.
Maybe.
It just not yet. It doesn't quite hold the same amount of appeal unless you win the game. But they won the game. So
most important. It was an important win for them, too.
Oh, of course.
I mean, they're all important.
They stole home court
back. That's the biggest part right there, Bob, because they stole home court, and they put the pressure on New York. It's always precious playoffs, so I won't say that. But their style of play with their depth, can the Knicks – because the Knicks look comfortable. They look comfortable in the pace, but it wasn't at the Pacers' pace. It was still Knicks' pace kind of basketball.
Right.
That last 5 minutes of the fourth
– I think that's why they can do this.
It was Pacers' pace.
In order to do it three times in a playoff run, like, it's not fluky.
Yeah.
You know, like, you do it once, okay. To do it three separate times in a playoff run, it has to be because you're comfortable with that frenetic style, right? Like, the Knicks didn't even play that bad in the final 3 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
They scored 12 points in the final 3 minutes of the game. The Pacers just happened to score 25 points.
Crazy.
Like, 12 points in 3 minutes, pace-wise, like scoring, that's a pretty good pace. Like, the Knicks would have a really respectable total at the end of a game if that's how much they scored. Pacers just scored 13 points more than them in that amount of time because they made every shot that they took and all of them were threes. So, like, I know everyone wants to call it a choke for the Knicks, and that's fine if you want to call it a choke. But I'm more on the page of, like, you just got to give the Pacers credit for going ballistic and doing something that you have never really seen before.
That way, that puts – I mean, think about all the great moments that have been in that building. That's up there.
It is. It's up there.
Yeah, it's up there. But one of the great moments that we've seen in that building, regular season or postseason. I mean, that is the Garden. And when you're able to do stuff like that, and I told you earlier, I love watching fan reactions during things like this. Mm. And to watch how everything, the wind, everything flew out of their body. Because once it hit the back of the rim and went up, I said, oh, it's going in.
I thought I thought it was going over the backboard. No, I don't know. I didn't think it was going in.
The way it went up, I was like, oh, it's going in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going in right there.
It went so high.
He has that high archy shot anyways. Yeah. And so you're like, oh, my God, that is going in. But I think you look at some of the things down the stretch with Coach Carlisle keeping his challenge until the moment.
Yep.
You talked about it earlier. I didn't see that part where Halliburton was standing in front of the ball so they couldn't get it in.
Yep.
Because Jalen Brunson knew
so they could challenge it.
That the ball was off of him. And to be able to do that, I mean, just so many different things as far as just the ends, the little things of being a coach. Because whenever the damn ball does anything, and it could be off the jump ball, Andy, the players are always running over there with that damn finger. And Rick Carlisle sat there, waited his moment, and they were able to get the ball back and win a damn basketball game.
Yeah, the Knicks also mishandled the final handful of minutes in that game as well, just in terms of not using enough shot clock. They got wrapped up. And we talked about this in the Pacers-Cavs series when we were previewing that a couple of weeks ago. The thing about the Pacers is, you know, we always talk about styles make fights and teams want you to play their brand and all that. The Pacers' brand of basketball is inviting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to play it.
Oh, okay.
Because it's fun.
Yeah, and as a player,
like, oh, we're
you
going
get
up and down.
It.
Yeah,
no doubt.
It's
no
fun
doubt.
To play an
no
open
doubt.
Style. The Knicks don't want to do that.
Nope.
The Knicks don't want to do that. And, it, you know, they didn't do it for like
the Knicks
40...
can't hold up doing that.
No doubt. No doubt. But also, they can't beat them like that either. Like, even if it is one game or whatever, like, they played their brand of basketball for 43 minutes. And then they let the Pacers play their brand of basketball for five.
And it was
enough.
Yep.
It was enough. Now, it still shouldn't have been enough if they would have used the shot clock and had a little bit more patience. Because the Knicks were still making shots down the stretch. Like I said, they scored 12 points in the final 3 minutes. They didn't go ice cold. Like, guys, Cat missed that one free throw when he had a couple of free throws. But other than that, there wasn't a lot of choking. They weren't turning the ball over. They were just shooting it too soon in the shot clock when the clock was your friend. Like, the clock was your biggest asset at that point.
They didn't matter because they're like, oh.
Well, they kept giving it back to him like idiots.
But, like, it's like,
and that's on Tibbs.
Yeah.
Like, call a timeout, get these dudes over here, and be like, hey, you guys are up by 9. Stop shooting the ball with 17 seconds on the shot clock. What are you doing? Like, and they lulled him into it. Not lulled him into it. What's the opposite of lull? Force?
They weren't
convinced.
We talked about Cat was great. Jalen Brunson was great.
Yeah.
Anobi was great in the absence of Jalen when he went out.
Till the end.
He was great. Yeah. And then he started chucking up dumb shots. I mean, you know, it's happened to us all of us that can go up and yam that thing.
Yeah.
You're going up sometimes. Sometimes that leg buckles.
I think that's what happens to me every time.
It is. So once you get that, once we get that scruff around your knee,
yeah,
you'll be able to take it.
My knee buckles.
Yeah.
Every single time.
And it's happened to us all.
And it just doesn't, you know, you don't have that lift.
Yeah, it happens to us all.
Had to hurt if any Celtics fans were still watching after the Knicks put them out to see Aaron Nesmith do that. Because he was a Celtic.
Yes.
They traded him for, like, I don't even know what, Malcolm Brogdon or something like that.
Where the hell is Malcolm Brogdon?
I think he's in Portland.
Okay.
He was in Portland.
Wasn't he sixth man of the year a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was. And then they traded him
for
Aaron Nesmith.
This is the craziest thing. The ending to this Dallas Stars game was, like, the weirdest thing ever. Like, okay, the game's over and they're still tussling. Like, oh, we're going
to
get
– they love to fight in that
leaving,
sport.
I'm leaving here with something.
They love to fight in that sport. Hey, join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in Ally Mac this Saturday from 10 to noon at Calavan Kia in Lithia Springs. Join Ally in checking out Atlanta's largest selection.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Of new Kias and over 350 used cars, and don't miss your chance to score a five-day cruise for two with every car that's sold. That's all this Saturday from 10 to noon at Calavan Kia in Lithia Springs on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll come back, talk some Falcons after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America, for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.